Joshua, you be Robin, okay? Because he's sick, okay? Mm-hmm. And all you have to do every once in a while is say, I could use more hand claps, or what else could you say that be Robin?
It can make his little baby noise when he's having his coffee.
Oh, yeah, that's good. Yes, and that's Lars Goddard's here.
We just need like a little button. So like, my back, or I like ham, or I like music.
So you guys just do that. Robin is once again sick, everybody. And I'm here with our intern, Joshua Botte, who may add a song to this show today. Lars Goddard is here. So I'm going to kick off the show. This German band that I've absolutely loved. I don't know if you've heard this. This band is called Die Wilde Jagde, which means the wild hunt. The band name is Erwald Orange, which means Erwald is Clockwood, which is the name of the studio he recorded it in, and Orange. So it's sort of a play on Clockwork Orange.
Okay,
it's Clockwood Orange.
Gotcha.
Let me play this for you. It's a song, all I know, because I don't know German, all I know it's about elephants, because I hear that clearly, and there are 2,000 of them. Oh. So the song is called 2,000 Elefanten. I'm not even going to try. I did it real justice, didn't I?
You're really selling this so far,
but I really love this record. So I'm just going to play music and let the music sell it. I'll see you in 7 minutes, 20 seconds. This is one of the shorter cuts on the record.
All right.
Du weißt schon, wohin. Elfenbein. Es verrät dem Heer aus Sand, was der Mann im Mondfeld fand. Oh, bist du ein Leben lang, Ketura dem Abraham? Dein König lässt dich leiten. Du weißt schon wohin. Wenn 2000 Elefanten durch deinen Blutkreis ziehen und dein König lässt dich leiten. Du weißt schon.
You know what this kind of sounded like to me? You know the 90s band Slint?
Yeah.
If Slint had gotten into like one of those global trance compilations from the 90s.
I can hear that.
I hear a little bit. I do hear the German motoric thing going on, but it, to me, the repetitive guitar riff and kind of like the Celtic melodies.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Yeah, it's all swimming in there for me.
The record is by Erwald Arnge. It's called Die Wilde Jagd. The Wild Hunt. Most of the songs are instrumental. There are three vocal cuts on it. Music was inspired by a Flemish painting by Franz Schneider called Animals of the Night. The record comes out April 6th on Bureau B. The band is Erwald Arnge, U-H-R-W-A-L-D, Arnge. And you, my friend, Loris, have something.
I think we're keeping it a little bit weird and loud.
Yeah, I think
it's that's
work.
Kind of the theme we're starting with here. Theme Aesthetics is a brand new power trio.
Not aesthetics, not
Mesthetics.
M-E-S-S, like mess.
Yeah. Right? And maybe I'm wrong about this, but the power trio is not quite the most punk thing in the world. When you're a power trio, you think of bands like Cream or the Jimi Hendrix Experience or Red Era King Crimson. Rock bands with intense virtuosity, culling from lots of different musical traditions.
With often the drums and bass being the backbone to a guitar, but then there's an equality to them as well.
Right. They are all equal at being able to solo and be equal composers and everything else. It's not like a guitar-fronted thing.
That's it.
So the Mastetics is a band featuring the rhythm section of the 80s and 90s and early 2000s very artistic punk band Fugazi. So that's Brendan Canty on the drums and Joe Lally on the bass. And then a guitarist based here out of Washington, D.C. named Anthony Pirogue.
And they're all based in D.C.
And I've been following Pirogue's career ever since I moved here over a decade ago. And every time I watch him perform, he really, like, my jaw just, like, hits the floor every time. Not just because of his technical abilities, because I've seen him shred in, like, free jazz groups and in, like, country bands, straight ahead rock, straight up noise. He has a remarkable sense of restraint to the way he plays his guitar, so it's not alienating. And so these forces have combined to kind of reinvent the power trio in punk's image, I guess is probably the best way to put it. So they're about to put out their debut record. So let's take a listen to Serpent Tongue from the Mastetics' self-titled debut.
that stuff really rocks.
Thanks, Robin.
So you've seen, I have yet to see them aesthetics, but I know you have, Bob.
Yeah, yeah. So there was a venue in town that opened, 930 Club people opened a place called the Anthem. It's a big venue, like 6,000 people it can hold. And the band that I'm in, called Danger Painters, Brendan Canty was a drummer in our band that night, and then his band played later that night, the Mystetics, and it was loud and brilliant.
Yeah.
What more do you want?
Yeah, I'm very excited for people to hear this record. It's coming out on Discord Records. Completely instrumental, and it has lots of different modes. It's got instrumental fury like that, but there's also some nice meditative stuff, and there's stuff that's a little jazzier, I guess. But there's also like some quieter, more noodly, like post-rocky stuff, and yeah, it's all over the place, but it feels very tied together because Brendan Canty and Joe Lally just have this unbelievable chemistry that unlike anything that's ever been heard in punk.
And it's the first thing they've done together
since Fugazi closed up shop, went on hiatus, because they never officially broke up. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thanks for doing this. Do you know Super Organism at all?
I don't.
This is a group I know very little about, except it's a lot of people. It's like 8 people. They are from all over the world, New Zealand and Japan and England and more places. They share a studio in East London, and Sound Rich is what they're all about. Lots of sound experiments and samples of voices, and it's crazy fun music. I want to play a cut by Super Organism, an album called Super Organism, and the song is called It's All Good. Ready?
Ready.
Good morning, Orono. You are awake. The weather today is dark.
It is not an easy one.
Scream, I just had a dream where my friends all dissolved away.
Thank you.
It kind of follows a line of plunderphonic pop from the last like 15, 20 years. Mm-hmm. Like I'm thinking of like the Avalanches and maybe a little bit of the Gorillaz. But weirdly enough, also the Elevated Trauma Control, which weren't plunderphonic, but certainly brought like a puzzle piece painting to psychedelic pop music. Mm-hmm. This is fun. I like this.
Good, good. I hear the books too. Joshua, yeah. You thought you heard something?
I thought I heard Architecture in Helsinki. It's like the almost like twee pop. It's fun. It's cute. I really enjoyed it.
I have no idea how they're going to pull it off live, basically.
Oh, they're going to play this.
Well,
live.
I know they're coming to Austin to South by Southwest. I don't know what they'll do and where they'll play, but how they're going to do that.
I guess you're going to find out.
I'm going to find out.
Yeah.
We'll let you know. Nightly Dispatch coming soon. Let's take a quick break. I know you have to go do actual work, Lars.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you go. And thanks for doing this.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, cheers.
Support for this NPR podcast and the following message come from ELS Studio Premium Audio, a truly musical experience for the open road. With a unique combination of artistry, emotion, and engineering, ELS Studio brings clarity to every note. Developed with 8-time Grammy Award-winning recording engineer Elliot Shiner, ELS Studio immerses the listener in studio-like sound, the way the artist intended it to be heard. ELS Studio Premium Audio, precision-crafted audio performance exclusively from Acura. Support also comes from the Showtime documentary film, Eric Clapton, Life in 12 Bars, an unflinching and deeply personal journey into the world of the music legend. This is Clapton as you've never seen him before, revealed through his own words and personal archive. Don't miss this new documentary film, premiering Saturday at 9 p.m. only on Showtime. All songs considered, listeners, go to Showtime.com and enter code ALLSONGS to receive a 30-day free trial. Offer expires February 28th.
So while Robin's away, Joshua, this is your big chance.
Good Lord.
You know, this is how it happens, you know.
Yeah.
Robin plays music. It's, you know, it's often okay. Hmm. But you're going to play something that's really great for me, aren't you?
Fingers crossed. I hope you like it. I really do. This is the first thing I've ever played for you.
Oh, wow. Is that true?
I think so.
Wow. Okay, give it to me.
All right, so...
Oh, no. No, give it to me.
It's this really great young R&B performer. His name is Aaron Childs. He comes from this really rich musical background. His dad is this Grammy-winning jazz pianist. His name is Billy Childs, and he's sort of carrying the torch of, like, the new wave of LA R&B artists, sort of reminiscent of Steve Lacy, Moses Sumney, all of these acts that borrow from the long tradition of R&B but feel a little bit more weird, add a little bit more psychedelic influence into it, and it's really fun. This song called Tangerine, it's out on, he was signed to God Mode recently, this LA label, and it's just lovely. I really enjoyed it.
All right, let's do it. Tangerine, Aaron Childs. Here we go.
That's how it tastes when I think about you. It's a tangerine, baby. So bittersweet when I think about you. Maybe in another time, in another place. I'd hate to think that everything we had has gone to waste. And we said that we would know it's for the best, but that don't mean I haven't had regrets. I just wanna say it to your face. Thank you.
Good production.
Yeah, I really like the feel of it. It's really warm and rich, and the tones are great.
Yeah. If I were his coach, I'd say play with wording a little bit more. It felt a little, you know, a little. I've heard it before, right?
Yeah. It's like a young person's record. It's a sweet ditty, but.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But there's so much to look forward to in the rich sounds that he has.
It's a really great introduction as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah. There was a song that came out earlier in the week, and I wasn't thinking of playing this on the song, but now that you've played that, and I don't even really understand why, but in my brain, these two things connect, and it's the new Girlpool song. Have you heard the Girlpool song?
Yeah, Dev Hynes
produced
one.
About that. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
So
I think it's the harmonies and just the way that, like, Dev Hynes is a big influence.
Right. So there's got a Blood Orange R&B sort of sound to it. It's a group from, well, it was a duo for a long while from Philly.
They've migrated to LA since.
Yeah, and they've also grown in size, a trio the next time I saw them, four people the next time I saw them. But at the heart are the unison vocals of Cleo Tucker and Harmony Tividad. Harmony plays bass and Cleo's the one on guitar. That defines the sound of this band, right? So no matter how many people they add or who the producer is, immediately you know it's Girlpool. So let's go out on this.
Yeah.
Thanks for doing this.
Thank you for having me as a tiny intern here.
Yeah. You give Robin a call, let him know that, you know, we're good the rest of the week.
Cool.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry, Rob.
Thanks, Joshua.
Thanks, Rob.
I'm Bob Boylan for NPR Music. It's All Songs Considered.
Into empty space.